This morning, Democratic Congressmember Rick Nolan of Minnesota announced that he will introduce a constitutional amendment in the House on Tuesday, stating clearly that corporations are not people and that money is not speech. The We the People Amendment has the backing of a nationwide grassroots organization called Move to Amend, which has helped pass almost 500 resolutions in local government calling on the state and federal governments to adopt that amendment.
The We the People Amendment makes clear that corporations do not have the constitutional protections afforded by the Bill of Rights and the Constitution of the United States.
Ben Mansky is on the executive committee of the Move to Amend Coalition and executive director of the Liberty Tree Foundation.
When corporations can enjoy the protection of the Bill of Rights and of our Constitution, they become free from government regulation. Regulations theoretically enacted at the behest of we the people. That becomes a very serious problem when you have major corporations that have incredible access to capital and armies of lawyers and lobbyists freed from regulation in the areas of elections, environmental protection, workplace safety, education, and on and on. The other thing the We the People Amendment does is it makes clear that if you have more money, you do not have more right to speak and to drown out the voices of others than the rest of us. And those are the two elements of the We the People Amendment.
Is this the first amendment that's been introduced to overturn Citizens United?
The We the People Amendment is the first amendment that has been introduced to not only address Citizens United, but over a century of bad law that has come down from the federal courts that protects corporations and the very rich against the rest of us. The We the People Amendment addresses the problem of corporate constitutional rights and the problem of money as speech both. It is the only amendment that does that, and it's the only amendment that is actually reflective of all these local resolutions, the hundreds of resolutions that have been adopted by literally tens of millions of people around this country.
There has been a groundswell of support for an amendment or legislation to overturn Citizens United. Why has it taken this long for an amendment to be introduced or for some real action to take place in Congress?
Well, the reality is that there have been a number of amendments and certainly many bills introduced in Congress over the years, but those have largely come out of the Beltway. They have originated in Washington, D.C., and they have stopped in Washington, D.C. At Move to Amend, our strategy is bottom-up. We recognize that the only democratic power there is comes from the people and that we have to organize from the grassroots up in order to force the political establishment to change. We need this amendment because Washington, D.C. and our state governments are dominated by corporate capital. And Congress is not going to fix itself, not without a demand. So we are opposing that demand. We are mounting the demand. We are completely realistic about what we're up against. And we certainly don't expect that Congress is going to do this themselves. I also want to be clear that Move to Amend is not simply a movement to enact the We the People Amendment. We recognize that there is a need for constitutional reform of a very broad kind today. We need an amendment that protects the right to vote. The Supreme Court has ruled that we have no constitutional right to vote. We need other amendments and other changes to our Constitution to ensure that we can have a functioning democracy in this country. And the We the People Amendment is only the first and maybe the most important of a series of constitutional reforms that we are pushing for.
Introducing the amendment in the House is just the first step. Do you have a timeline? Do you envision how long it will take to get the votes required to pass it and then get it through the various states that have to approve it before the Constitution will be amended?
Well, I think it's important to recognize that introduction of the We the People Amendment is not the first step for Move to Amend. Our first step was to go to the people and to begin working at the local level. There are over 100 affiliates of Move to Amend around the country. I believe we're approaching 150 now. And to get these resolutions introduced at the local level and to build momentum from the bottom up, we are going to continue with that strategy. We do not expect that Congress is going to act this year necessarily unless we're able to pick up the pace even more than we already have done. We expect that we are going to need to get resolutions adopted in every state and to put this question before the majority of the American people before we're able to compel Congress to act. So we think that this may be a 5-year process. It might be a 10-year process. It is an absolutely necessary process because the alternative is not only continued corporate domination of our government, it is also corporate domination of our schools, our correction system, our military, our legal system, and on and on. And so we're in this until we win.
There may be some legal challenges to the Citizens United ruling. In fact, I believe some Supreme Court justices have even said that they think it should be revisited, considering the impact that it had on the election cycle. If Citizens United is overturned before this amendment goes through Congress, will you refocus or what will you do then? You say there are many reforms that need to be accomplished. Certainly, corporate personhood is just one aspect of that.
Citizens United did not create corporate personhood or the doctrine of corporate constitutional rights. That doctrine has been a doctrine that was invented by corporate lawyers in the 19th century in which they have been working to derive that doctrine into the Constitution for over 100 years. There are many decisions of the Supreme Court that establish constitutional protections for corporations. And those decisions have harmed us in the sense that they have prevented OSHA from doing its job in protecting workplace safety. They have prevented our FCC from protecting open access to the airwaves in some cases. And there are ongoing challenges to our regulatory framework based on this idea that corporations have constitutional rights. So at Move to Amend, we see no hope that this court will reverse Citizens United anytime in the near future. But even if they did, that would not deal with the problem of corporations exercising constitutional rights. Citizens United was an exclamation point on that problem, but it was not the beginning of that problem. And until we settle this question once and for all, I expect you will continue to see the fairly elite group of people who sit on our federal benches protecting the rights of corporations over the rights of ordinary citizens.
Ben Mansky is on the executive committee of the Move to Amend Coalition.